This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It is 8:44. Kids get sick. Sometimes they fall when they play. So a trip to see the pediatrician might be necessary. What does that look like during this pandemic? Sabrina Ems reports for WHYY.
When Samantha Southall's daughter fractured her wrist, something had to be done.
We called Chalk Urgent Care out in Brandywine, Concordville. They said it was empty. We popped on down, went in for a consult, got our x-ray taken. Everything was seamless. I mean, it was much easier than it was 6 months ago. The five-year-old who fractured his wrist the second week of kindergarten.
Telemedicine is more common now, but in-person appointments are possible. In some cases, encouraged, says pediatrician Gerard Margiotti.
There are many vaccines that, if not given, would leave us with a population that's very susceptible to very serious illnesses, maybe even more serious than coronavirus. So it's very important that these vaccines be kept up. We are very fortunate in that coronavirus as a pediatric disease has been somewhat limited compared to those in adults.
Going to the doctor might look different, with lots of masks. But many offices have new waiting room policies, or no waiting rooms at all. Sabrina Ems for WHYY News.